by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
These last words, last few words, really seem to apply to me. As most of you know, my husband died. It was last October. It hadn't been a year yet. And I have this family. They came and got me from, we were living in New Mexico, and they came and they picked up my stuff to help me pack and brought me up here. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided.
So, Grandma, would you mind telling the people about how when my mom was young, how you wanted to bring her to church and all, and how you got saved?
Yeah, I wasn't raised in church. I went some when I was about 6 years old or something like that, but I'd never heard about salvation. And let me see, I was up in my years. Well, I was about 26 years old or something like that. I've never heard of salvation. And so my husband and I, Jerry, were living in West Chicago, Illinois, and I looked in the phone directory and I found a church by the name of West Chicago Bible Church. So I figured they must preach the Bible to have that title. She was 2 years old, and I figured she was old enough to participate in Sunday school or whatever she was ahead for. And she was a smart little thing, I have to say. This is Mama talking, but she was. And so I took her to Sunday school, and I don't know what all she did in Sunday school or about the class very much, but anyway, Mama heard the way of salvation. I mean, the pastor made it clear, very clear, that a person without the knowledge of the Word or any Bible background, I knew the Lord as my Savior. Mm-hmm. It was about the second service that I went forward, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And I'm glad of that, naturally.
Amen.
I'm glad that they made the way of salvation real clear, that Jesus had died for my sin and I needed him for my Savior.
Thank you.